Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ray Keating is our guest, our good friend, longtime 18-year member of our Brain Trust, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Plus his writing for his own account. The Pastor Stephen Grant series of novels is awesome. The Root of All Evil is one of them. What are there, 25, 30 of these now, right?
There are 11, and the 12th one is going to be published.
It never ends, folks. You're going to have to get started. You're going to get left behind here. How do they find all your stuff, Ray?
If you go to RayKeatingOnline.com, you'll be able to get signed books over there, or you just go to Amazon.com.
All right, so check those out. So, Ray, one of your recent works is called Free Trade Rocks, and you know me, I'm a free trader, but you and I probably have variations on this theme. Tell us what your definition of free trade is, and how do you define it in the book?
Well, free trade very simply is lowering, reducing, eliminating governmental barriers to trade, and that goes
is it real free trade eliminating barriers? I mean, just flat out?
Well, obviously, the ultimate goal is to eliminate tariffs and quotas and so on, but obviously, you know, we don't live in a perfect world. So
that's exactly
as
right.
As close as you can get to that.
So there really isn't a true free trade anywhere in reality, is there? I mean, it's more of a goal than a reality, isn't it?
Well, yes and no. I mean, if you want to do, you know, kind of like the pure, you know, definition of free trade, which will never happen in the real world, then I guess yes, but that's not how the world works. So I think any time you're just, you know, lowering the barriers, those governmental barriers, to allow businesses and individuals to trade more freely, that's free trade. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about what's going on? You know, very, very much in the news right now is the relationship between U.S., Canada, Mexico. There's actually a bill in Congress that hasn't been passed. It could have already been passed, right? Would that be, is that going to be as close as we've come in the North American continent to free trade?
Well, NAFTA, this is the attempted successor to NAFTA.
Right.
So, you know, NAFTA has been a solid free trade agreement between the United States, Mexico, and Canada. And what did it do? It eliminated tens of thousands of tariffs and lowered all sorts of barriers.
But there were people who were collateral damage in that too. It was good for a lot of people, but it wasn't good for some people.
That's a whole other discussion.
Yeah.
They're always going to be, you know, in any kind of market change, there are going to be, you know, changes that for the most part benefit, you know, society and the economy and individuals overall. You know, for example, I always use the old example. There was a buggy whip industry before we got the internal combustion engine.
So exactly.
That's all.
Well,
That's not a controversial point.
That's
just the reality. What's that?
Is USMCA a good bill?
Yeah, I think, well, there are certainly good things in there in terms of e-commerce and strengthening intellectual property rights. So those are all positives that have been added to the mix. And then just the idea of getting certainty and not having this, you know, kind of the threat of losing a trade agreement between two of our top trading partners. Just getting that done and off the plate would be a big plus for U.S. businesses.
We need to get it passed, though, Dan. We need that bill passed, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'm going to set you up now with a trick question, Ray. If you can't have peace without a strong defense in the real world, can you have free trade without some protectionism forces?
No, you shouldn't.
Because your point seven is the ills of protectionism. You can't. You gotta make bullets if you want to sue for peace to recalcitrant countries.
So you're saying, in other words, you have to threaten protectionism to get free trade. Is that your point?
Well, I'm asking: are those not parallel thoughts?
I think a lot of people go down that path.
Yeah.
But that's faulty thinking. We saw the ills of that. Certainly. At the start of the Great Depression,
I agree with that. That was ill advised. But today we have better communication. Things are different today. So my question to you is, go ahead. What do you think? I think I know, but tell the audience what you think of President Trump's current attempts to get China in line.
Yeah, I don't think that's the right way to go. There are certainly problems with China, but I think the way to go, and as I testified before Congress last year, is to engage with China in a positive way and show them the benefit. I mean, we're still dealing with a communist country.
Right.
Show them the benefits.
Can you show them anything, though? Can you really show them anything? I mean, how do you show China anything?
Sure, I mean, there certainly have been changes that have gone on in that country over the last several decades, and it's been largely due to opening up their markets. Now, there's still great problems with China, and I think that's why I go back to my Reagan default on foreign policy and trade. You push for free trade, but you stand ready in case somebody decides to do something that's not a good thing.
One thing about it, and of course we saw this with Bush. Bush did this with the steel. Obama did it, and now it looks like maybe Trump is doing it. One thing about industries like steel, you know, when you put tariffs on steel, you don't hurt the steel workers as much as you hurt the people who work with steel.
Yeah, and which are, of course, a vastly larger group of businesses and workers and entrepreneurs.
Your book, Free Trade Rocks, right? Where is it available? Free Trade Rocks, where is it available?
RakeheatingOnline.com, also Amazon.com.
Folks, it's an important one. There are 10 points that you got to read, even if I don't agree with everything he says in there. 98% of it I do. Check it out. Intel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.